We're heading over to the Clane Maynooth Municipal District now, where Independent Councillor Páraig McAvoy joins me on the line to look at motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. Páraig, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Hannah, and to everyone called in.
We are looking at your motions and questions raised at that latest meeting, Páraig. Your first one is about the council preparing a plan and costing to complete public lighting along the L1023 Ballinagappa Road footpath. I suppose it's quite timely. We're going to be coming into the darker evenings now in the next few weeks.
That's true, Hannah. And that footpath that people are availing of servicing the Ballinagappa Woods and Ardnagappa and some extent Hillview Longwood Heights has been in place for a number of years now, and while some of the preliminary infrastructure for the lighting was put in place, the poles and the electrical connection and all of that was never managed or funded. So the council has gone off and got a funding estimate which might make your eyes water, but we have to try now and see whether we can get it into the budget for the coming 2027 spending programme.
All right, Páraig, you've also asked the committee to be updated on the progress of the planned conservation works on the Wogan Brown Mausoleum there in Maynham.
It's an extraordinary piece of heritage in our area. It dates from the 1700s when a family moved to what's now Clongowes, and they disinterred their ancestral line, believe it or not, and brought them to be interred with them on the edge of Maynham. It was a scene of a kind of a sectarian row between the rector of the local graveyard and the people that eventually built the mausoleum. And that's recorded over the door and gets everyone's interest when they read it. Inside the memorial is of a really fine standard. But the building, although the council have been looking after it over the last 15 to 20 years, has suffered water ingress. And we set aside local property tax to try and support the work. Some of that work is underway with scaffolding in place, and people nearby, the graveyard committee and the adjacent landowner have been facilitating the council in their efforts and supporting them. So there's more work to happen after this phase, and we're just looking for a progress update so far.
All right. And Páraig, I also understand you have some updates that weren't on the agenda reports. First, starting off with the link road through Capdhu. That's to open tomorrow. Do you have more details about that?
Well, about mid-morning, Weston Homes have announced that from tomorrow, the link road connecting the Selbridge Road there at the Brooklands Junction through to the roundabout at Loch Bollard, going through Capdhu, will open after about 20 years in the planning. So it was part of a scheme designed or seen through by An Bord Pleanála through the controversial strategic housing developments, where large numbers of housing over and above the zoned numbers were put in. And as a result, I suppose there's increasing pressure on homes and traffic around the place, and the traffic is anticipated to have the choice of going up the Capdhu Road. That, of course, will bring its own pressures, but people are hoping there'll be some change in the pressure on the main street of Clane. So we wait to see what happens.
Of course. I also understand there is some path widening around the Tesco roundabout and the Brooklands Junction. That's gone out to tender for suppliers. Does that mean that we could see it possibly for 2027?
I think there is a need to get the spending done quickly. Again, the traffic levels that are on the Selbridge Road there along that stretch of footpath have become extraordinarily high, and it's anticipated with the new link road opening that will increase further. So I'm happy to say that the engineers have been receiving inquiries about suppliers to do the work. It has to be done quickly, and we might have an update at the future MD meeting, but we might see stuff on the ground before the MD meeting gets the report. But it is a welcome initiative. It will widen the footpath, and I'm hoping provide for some cycling connections along that very busy stretch.
And lastly, there's the pedestrian crossing at the Alexandra roundabout. Are the works there underway currently?
They got underway there about since Tuesday of last week. They have been a response again to the anticipated increased flow of vehicular movements along the existing link road from the Salams Road through to the Selbridge Road in Clane. People will know that children or others are trying to cross the road. There hasn't been a controlled crossing near the Alexandra roundabout near the hotel. And particularly at school times, there's large flows of children needing to cross that road in a safe manner. So it's a welcome initiative from the County Council using NTA funding repurposed from other complications in other locations. But glad to see the Council able to pivot and apply it in a very needy way. So something we're looking forward to see completed in the coming weeks.
All right, Páirc, thanks for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Independent Councillor Páirc McAvoy on the Clanmaynooth Municipal District.